Sou'wester 2. To concern oneself with wind direction, or with any direction for that matter, is something one learns from a parent who lives by the sea, at the foot of a looming range, below a large white windsock decorating a tall black pine. In Manhattan 20 years ago, though the island tilts noticeably to the right, I gladly embraced the north-south illusion perpetrated by subway maps and numbered streets and avenues. In London, I longed for a compass and turned my face southward towards the sun, daydreaming sometimes of an Antipodean beach at the foot of ranges so vast one can feel truly lost. Now the pine's adornment has gone. My father, fit no longer to weather the buffeting of a sou'wester alone, still outlasts the sock. But I can don my quilted parka, wrap myself in woolly hat and scarf, and lean at an equal and opposite angle, packing crates for the journey home.